Great year for the county, without a doubt.
Right, we'll look forward to the college final in just a second. We'll recap on what happened last night against the Kerry opposition. Final home game of the season, unfortunately losing out by 6 points. But it has been, with one game to go, it has been a very, very good year for the national side. And you've played some exciting basketball and have taken some big results as well.
Yeah, it's been a good year for us, you know. First year in the league, it was always going to be tough for playing in the National League. We've been used to playing local league in Ulster, but we said we got the step up this year when Niall McDermott came on board and took the initiative to say, right, let's go for this and try and pitch yourself against the best. For the first few games, we were there. It took us a while to get a win on the board, but we challenged in every game.
And you were challenging the bigger sides.
And we're challenging the bigger sides, yeah. And we've beaten teams that, you know, are higher above us in the league. And even the games we've lost, bar maybe one or two, which were beaten well, we've been there to the last final few minutes. We just, in the crunch time, we kind of, that's maybe a learning curve we'll take from this year and bring that forward to next year and see.
Yeah, maybe that was an experience of playing at such a level, level.
I'd say it is, because other teams are well used to this standard and this mentality, but just taking us a while to get used to. But we're there. We're mid-table at the minute. We'll probably finish mid-table in the league and hopefully build on it next year.
Yeah, and certainly a very talented panel that you have for the league side. You've got a couple of Americans on there.
We do, yeah. We've Jack and Tijon, two victory scholars coming from New York and Philadelphia. They're in master's programs in the LYT on a scholarship program, and they can play with us in the National League. And it's been huge for us, because without those two guys, you know, they've pushed us in training. They've made other guys better. And it'll be tough to compete without them, so they're really an asset to us.
Looks like you're going to finish fourth now with one game to go in the Northern Conference and mid-table in the overall standings, so that's a very good finish for the first year at national level.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, we're happy with where we're at. Obviously you want to be further ahead, but compared to from the start of the year, we said if we get some wins on the board, it'll be good for the first season. And I'd say maybe four or five games in the league will come down to maybe 3 or 4 points. And that can be, like, that's nothing in basketball. That's a couple of shots here and there, you know. So we could easily be further up. And hopefully next year we'll build on that and we'll try to get a higher position.
It's exciting to build on such a platform from where you're finishing this year.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And looking elsewhere in the National League, obviously there was Cups competitions played this year as well. How did you fare out in them?
Yeah, we got to the quarter final and we played Father Matthews at home. We beat them, and then we had to go to Cork to play Neptune in the quarter final. They beat us well. They're the top team in the league themselves, and Mary are the two top teams. So that's the game we have next week, the last league game as well. Yeah. So it was tough, but still, hopefully.
For these league games, what's the supporters been like? The crowd been like? What's it been like out at the LYT campus and Foyle Arena as well? Because you've been in there a few.
We were in Derry for two games as well. Yeah, they've been really good, really positive. It's great to kind of create a buzz around, and it definitely helps the players on the court whenever you have the home fans there. And it's good for the young players to have something to aspire to and see as well, because before that you get maybe 15-20 people, now you have the seats out and the stands be full, so it's great.
You didn't play last night against Calorgan from Kerry. You have one game to go in the league next week.
That's correct, yeah.
Who's that against, and are you going to feature?
That's against Neptune, yeah, in Cork. Yeah. Hopefully.
Long way to go,
yeah. But that's the last league game. Then we, depending on where we finish, it'll be into the playoffs then. And
what's the structure of the playoffs? Is it like what you would see in the NBA in America and European basketball?
Kind of. The top four will play off. The top four play off seed 1 to 4. Then 5 to 8 will play off, which is predicting where we'll be. And then, as I said, 9 to 12 will play off for the bottom. Just the structure from 1 through 12 from the Northern and Southern Conference to see where we get. So it's hard to know who we'll be facing, but we have an idea now of those middle-bar teams.
It would be nice to end the regular season with a win against one of the big sides.
Yeah, definitely would.
And are well capable of doing it.
We can take hope, because the team just above us and joins us are Sligo, and they last night beat Neptune by a point. So they're definitely beatable, you know, and There's hope.
Yep, there's hope, surely. Well, before that, there's also a big game. The student side, the college side, the LYT, are playing the All-Ireland final against DKIT. And there's a number of players that's on the national side that are involved in the college side. Is that right?
That's Mark? Correct, yeah. Yeah. The two Victory Scholars play. And we actually train together. You know, both teams train together, so we're well used to each other.
It's important to have that structure there, is it?
It'll help raise the National League's players, will help raise the college level, and it's good to give them the experience and the opposition and training so they can bring that to the games. And it definitely has bided well for us, you know.
Yeah, you're going in against a side which have only been beaten once this year in the league, and it was the LYT that beat them. So you're not going to fear the Dundalk side on Tuesday?
No, we respect them. You know, they're a good team. They're probably the best college well-rounded team that we've faced, but we went to Dundalk. Actually, we played them away in the last league game of the year, needing a win because we lost one game to Maynooth, and we needed to beat Dundalk by more than 11 points. And we went there and beat them by 14, which meant that we qualified in first place and we got the home court advantage in the semi-final. You know, so it was huge going into it. So we definitely know we can beat them, but we have to respect them at the same time because they are a really good team.
Yeah, it's the first time that the LYT have reached a Division 2 All-Ireland final. There has been days gone past that they've reached Division 3 deciders, but this is probably the biggest on the basketball front that the college has ever taken on.
Yeah, in my time anyway, you know, in the last 13, 14 years since I've been playing and coaching, it's definitely the furthest we've got in the men's side. Hopefully we'll go this one step further and it'd be great. It'd be great for the college if we did, and for basketball in the county, especially this year with the National League and with the Victory Scholar Program coming in and that, you know.
Was it the target at the start of the year to make the final, to get this far?
In the Division 2, we always said we wanted to. You know, we were D3 for the last 3 or 4 years and we, you know, barely won a game. You know, and we said there's a good jump between Division 3 and Division 2. So we said, since the two Americans had come on board, we said we'll go for it. And listen, we have always wanted to do. We knew we'd, on any day, we could beat anyone. But I suppose we didn't think in the first year we'd get to maybe the final. There was always a hope there's maybe, but now we're here and, you know, we've a good chance on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So hopefully, fingers crossed.
The great excitement and preparing for a final. I would say the whole squad and what's going on with the national boys as well. There's a real buzz.
They're well up for it. You know, it's good. They've been training hard over the last 5-6 weeks. Now we only had the semi-final last Tuesday, but even before that, we've been working really hard. And the start we got last week in the semi-final really, you know, really give us confidence pushing forward. And the guys are confident now for Tuesday.
You'll need a similar start then, will you, against
Dundalk? Definitely, yeah. That's important now that we get off to a good start and get our knocked out our kind of first few shots just to relax us going into the game. You know,
do you feel that you have an edge over Dundalk because you have beat them already? You're the only side to beat them. Does that give you an edge on them? And will Dundalk's mindset going into the game be like knowing that you have beat them already and there's a big possibility it can happen again for them?
Well, exactly, and I'd say it'll play in their minds that we went to Dundalk and beat them on their home court and the only team to beat them, you know. Yeah. So I'd say that's there, but the game was close in Dundalk. It was the final score was 97-83, so it was high scoring, they'll be confident too. It's only the game they've lost and it's a final. Anything can happen in the day, so it just depends if we're focused and if we're ready to do the business on Tuesday, you know. And we have to be. We've our last training session tomorrow. It'll be light. We'll just go through our game plan, the last couple of run through and walk through our sets and get shots up. But we need to be ready with the correct mindset on Tuesday, and can't look at the past game and say, "Oh, we beat them already. It'll be fine," you know. So we have to work hard.